Okay, this the sugya we're going to do today is actually hamshocha to what we began to learn last week, and it, based on the yesodis we were miyased last week, this sugya will be much easier to understand. We're going back to the, and then we'll get back to Tosfos that we discussed last week. That'll also mamela be maturitz as well. We're going back to the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that anything which had a heter to the kohanim, the din me'ilah goes off. That's the rule. Anytime there's a heter l'kohanim, the din me'ilah goes off. So the Gemara now wants to know, what does heter l'kohanim mean? What is the words heter l'kohanim? So we shouldn't get confused with what we discussed last week with the Pchaim. We discussed that the Pchaim holds that heter l'kohanim just means that the avoid is completed. Reb Chaim learned it doesn't mean actually that it's mutter. It means that you finish doing whatever avoda has to be done. Our sugya is going to go now and clear whether it's heter achila, or it's heter zrika, or it's heter kabola, heter shchita. The Gemara is going to have a whole bunch of shailas here, which seem to be at the core of Reb Chaim's issue, but they're really not. Reb Chaim is going, even according to the view that holds heter shchit, heter achila, which means, Rav Yeshua made a statement. Rav Yeshua said, anything that has a heter for the kohanim, there's no din of me'ilah. Anything that doesn't have heter for kohanim, does have a din of me'ilah. That was Rav Yeshua's statement. Our Gemara now is going to analyze, what stage was Rav Yeshua talking about? And we'll go into what stage it is. Reb Chaim is saying, no matter what stage we're talking about, is that a kosher stage? Or is that just that the stage has happened? So although Reb Chaim could be confused with our Gemara, really it's not. Reb Beryl, Zechat Tzadik Levroch, the Brisker Rav's son, in his Shiurim in Me'ilah, he integrates a little bit what Reb Chaim says with our Sugi, with Heter Achila, but really it's two separate issues. Reb Chaim has one shaila, which is wherever that step is that Rav Yeshua was talking about. Let us say that there are three steps: shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. Okay, let's break it up to three steps. And we don't know what Rav Yeshua was talking about when the me'ilah falls off. Either he's talking about after shchita, or he's talking about after kabbalah, or he's talking about after zrika. Those are three possibilities. In those three possibilities, Reb Chaim now is analyzing, are those steps have to be accomplished in a kosher state? Or are those just steps that have to be accomplished so that they happened already? Once Shechita happened already, there's no Din of Me'ilah. Once Kabbalah happened, there's no Din of Me'ilah. Once Rika happened, there's no Din of Me'ilah. So it's really separate issues. Our Gemara is clearing now here, what is Rabbi Yeshua talking about? Rabbi Yeshua used the term heter. Heter l'kohanim. He didn't say black and white that the kohanim have to be able to eat it. He said it's a heter l'kohanim. So what did he mean by those words? Definitely simple when we read the Mishnah. Heter l'kohanim means that the kohen could eat it. That's the way it reads, no question. And if you look at the Rambam we brought down, that's the way the Rambam reads as well. The Rambam says, kotshe mizbeach shemesu. Yotzu midei me'ila, dvar Torah, havomayla midei seifim. And then he goes on to say, v'cheinim nifsilu bedvorim sheyifsilu behem korbonos, shekfar b'yaonu, moyalim behem midei seifim. Pametvor mamurim, says the Rambam. When is the din of me'ila? He says very black and white. It's only if it didn't yet reach the level of where the kohen can eat it. Avlim hoya l'kotshe kadoshim anecholim shas heter v'achakach nifsilu v'nesru b'achila hoyu v'hutru shoachas ein moelim bo'isay dom shoyeroy l'achila. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam is very, very clear that when the Mishnah says heter l'kohenim, it means heter achila. Means that the kohen was actually able to eat it. That's how the Mishnah reads according to the Rambam. As far as what?
actual technically complete. What was that void that's complete?
Well, Chaim was learning the whole din, not dafka this din. The heter, you're saying on the tzad that you need heter achila, the Rambam is saying it has to actually be mutar b'achila. Correct. Correct. Which is inconsistent with Chaim, if you learn heter achila, if you learn the same thing that you're learning by heter achila, it is possible to say, well, heter shchita doesn't require this requirement of the Rambam. Heter Kabbalah doesn't have this requirement, but Heter Achila requires this requirement. Has this requirement. So Reb Chaim could still work in the other two steps, he just can't work in the final step according to the Rambam. You follow? There are three steps. Now let's go through the steps. There's when you shech the korban. A psul could happen at the time of Shechita, which would make the Shechita possible. That's one step. A psul could happen in Kabbalah, which would make that although the Shechita was good, something went wrong in the Kabbalah, therefore it's not roi, the blood is not roi for spritzing. Can't spritz the blood. And then a psul could happen at the time of zrika. Either through a zrika psula, or through a delay. If you just let the blood sit, or take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the blood could now become unworthy. These are three steps that are discussed in our Gemara. Heter shchita means the shchita was done kosher. But something got messed up in the Kabbalah. There was something in the Kabbalah that went wrong. Right? Heter Zrika means the Kabbalah was perfect. But somewhere between the Kabbalah and Zrika, something went wrong. Either something went wrong before the Zrika or during the Zrika. But something went wrong before you actually spritzed the blood. Or during. So the Zrika was not accomplished. That's step two. Step three is that the shchita was done, the zrika was done, and actually now you can eat the basal, which is what the Rambam is talking about here. Achila. Heter achila means you can actually. So the Gemara, when the Gemara uses the term heter shchita, the Gemara means the shchita was done properly, but something happened before Kabbalah, before or during Kabbalah. There was no Kabbalah, kosher Kabbalah. Heter zrika means that the Kabbalah was done properly, but there was no actual zrika b'poyel. Heter achila means it actually became mutar b'achila. Okay? Now, in that last step, the Rambam takes the root. Mutar b'achila means eat it. And that's what David is saying, that if you learn like a p'chaim, in that final step, you will need that. Possibly. According to a p'chaim. The Rambam doesn't address what would be the halach if you hold heter shchita or heter zrika. Would be there, the Rambam would agree to Reb Chaim. In the heter achila element, the Rambam doesn't hold that way. There's a good reason why the Rambam doesn't hold that way. And that is because, I could use a Rambam, somebody could bring me a Rambam Avoida from the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah makes his point clear that he holds the reason why there's no Me'ilah once something becomes Mutar L'Kohanim is because it's a steering. Once the Kohen could eat it, it means there's no meal. So it's not conceptually that there's some kind of din. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. The Rambam says clearly that the meila goes off, and he says once the meila goes off on the Kohenim, because they can eat it, so obviously there's no meila for them. He says once the meila goes off on the Kohenim, he says it goes off on everybody. That's the Rambam's lashon. Also, lehegyut lehenos mikotchi Hashem, he goes through that. And then he says, but once there's a din of me'ila, once there's a din of zrika, and the kohen is allowed to eat the meat, hoyul v'hutar lemikzas p'nei odom lehonos p'hem, since the Torah already permitted the kohen to benefit, so obviously, legabi the kohen, there's no din of me'ila, says the Rambam, if that's the case, so the Rambam learns that the way it works is the Torah says the Kohen eat. Once the Torah told the Kohen to eat, there's no din me'ilah on the Kohen. Once me'ilah is removed from the Kohen, it's removed from everybody else. So the Rambam is consistent with his shita over here in Paragimel, where he says again that it has to be that the Kohen can eat it, because that's the whole concept, the way it works. phase, the Rambam is learning it's a practical issue. In the final phase, now, so now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Omli ba kafra le ba pedas. Ben Achoisi, my nephew. There's a controversy whether this was his nephew or Ben Achoisi just means you're a smart boy. Because they're more like Chochmo Achoisiat. Says you should call Chochmo your sister. But anyway, Re'ei ma'ato she'aleini l'mocha be'beis ha'medrash. Tomorrow I want you to ask the Shiloh in the Beis Medrash. Heter shchita shaninu? When Rav Yeshua says that it's permitted, is he talking about shchita? Or heter zrika shaninu? Does he mean that the Kabbalah was done properly? Or heter achilu shaninu? Or does he mean actually it reached the stage that the Rambam discussed? And it's mutter for the kohen to eat. Rav Yechonin amar heter achilu shaninu, Chizki amar heter shchita shaninu, and Rav Yechonin amar heter achilu shaninu. So there are three steps that are being discussed in the Gemara, but actually only two of them are la'aloch. Chizki says shchita, and Rav Yechonin says achilu. Now, the middle stage is very difficult to understand. We understand heter shchita, and we understand heter achil. Because heter shchita means, what does it mean heter? It means some heter happened now, after shchita. So heter shchita we understand, because the way you explain heter shchita is that, and this is the way some of the Rishonim seem to learn, that now it's mutter for the Kohanim to do avodah. In other words, shchita is a matter of the avoida. Before shchita, you can't do avoida. You have to do shchita. So shchita, when the Mishnah says, kol shehoisa shas heter l'koyanim, what does heter mean? It's mutter for the koyanim to do what they have to do. Koyanim have avoida to do. The shchita is matter of the avoida. Nothing to do with eating. The other way to learn is, heter l'koyanim means they can eat it. Not talking about the avoida. So we understand those two ways. The two extreme versions are very understandable. One is saying heter achil is not achil at all. Has nothing to do with eating. Heter means they could do avoida. That's glat. It's very glat. It reads in the Mishnah well. It's not the way we read the Mishnah, but it reads well. That's what it means. Heter achil definitely reads well. That's the way we read the Mishnah. Kol shehoisa shaseta l'koyanim. If the koyan could eat it, now it's no meila. He can eat it. He can eat it. He can eat it. That's good. But heter zrika is nishtahin and nishtahel. Heter zrika l'chayr is neither. Heter zrika is not embracing the rules of avoida. Obviously, so the word heter doesn't mean avoida, because then that would be heter shchita. And it's not embracing achila, because you can eat it. It's like neither. Heter zrika is not here and not there. That's the problem. It's right in the middle. So even though a pshara is good over here, pshara doesn't really work. Again, if it's talking about heter achila, the achila is only mutter after zrika. If it's talking about heter avoida, that happens right after shchita. Which is the man who says heter shchita shanim. So the man who says heter zrik is really out in the cold. His nishtahin and nishtaher doesn't really work. So Rashi and Tosfos are obviously bothered by this. What is this middle view? So Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says, afa pisha shochat karoi, even though you shechted it properly, Beinon the Tahavi Kabbalah Nami Beloy Psu. You need to have a good Kabbalah. Rashi's on the top of Hayam and Aleph. Fekivon the Kibel Koroi, once you accepted the blood properly, Hutal Zrika. Now you could do Zrika. Fa'afal Gavda Dain Loin Nizrak Domoy. even though you didn't spritz the blood yet, havi ki'imu nizrak behet. So Rashi is l'chore answering our question. What's bothering Rashi? Afagad loy nizrak. Who cares? This man don't hold, he don't need nizrak. Teretz says, I think what's bothering Rashi is akash. Moshech. If you hold, it's a heter avoida. So shchita should be the main thing. If you hold, it's a heter achila. Then you should be mamizrika. That's bothering Rashi. It's not here and not there. So Rashi now unveils a new concept. The kaloi made lizroi kizoruk dami. The kivon, the niskabel bekois karoi v'nira lizrika, shuvein b'mila. Fascinating Rashi. Because Rashi now got himself into a whole other machloikis in Shas. There's a machloikis in Gan Shas between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. If you say kaloimid, kolomid lizroif kisarov dami, kolomid lizroif kisarov dami, that's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds in all of Shas something that's oimid to happen, it's like it happened already. It's not the sheet of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, we don't say kolomid. But Rashi is getting involved in that because of Akasha. Rashi doesn't make sense. Hetzrika is not here and not there. So the only way Rashi was able to learn was this way. And the truth is, I'll bring you a raya a little bit to Rashi from the maskona, from the end of the sugi. We'll have a shtuk raya to Rashi. If you look at Tosfos right on the side here, in the middle of the Tosfos, on top of daf hey, so by the bracket of Tezvov, Tosfos says, V'yesh loyma de lukuli alma. Bein l'Rav Shimon u'bein l'Rabbanon koboi. The shaila is both according to Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. And he goes on to explain whether we say kizorok or loy kizorok. But Tesis doesn't want to make that our sugya should be based on the machloikis Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. But again, the reason what's forcing us to go in that direction is because otherwise we don't understand the opinion says Hetzrik. What's Hetzrik? It doesn't do anything, Hetzrik. It's not here, not there. Okay, so now let's go to the maskona of the Gemara. If you could turn, the Gemara now brings a couple of diukim from different brises on Daf Hey. If you just go to the final Gemara here on Vav, Toshma, where the Gemara comes to a conclusion. Toshma. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon says, Yesh noisar shemoyalim boy, v'yesh noisar shemoyalim boy. Now, just the fact that the Gemara brings in Rav Shimon here, as we'll see, is proves that it came to Rav Shimon. Because if it would just be Rav Shimon, then we wouldn't really have a raya, as we'll see. But the Gemara says there is noisar ketzad lon lifnei zrika moyal. If the meat became Pasul Benoisa after Zrika, before Zrika, Moyalim Boy, there's still a meal. Because the Zrika, the way you learn simply, is because the Zrika was never matter the meat. Since the meat was already long, so the Zrika was matter the meat. La'aga Zrika, a Moyalim Boy. If the Zrika already was done, the meat already became permitted, then it got messed up. Now there's no din of meal. Says the Gemara, Ketoni Mias, Moyalin Boy. So you see that Heter Zrika is not enough. If Heter Zrika would be enough, who cares that the meat was delayed and you didn't spritz the blood till it was too late? Who cares? Heter Zrika. So the Gemara wants to prove that you need Heter Achil. Says the Gemara, Loi, the Avi Shos Lemizrake. Really, there was enough time. The blood was accepted right before Shkia. So it never became roy to spritz. There was never enough time to spritz. Avol hayashos, says the Gemara, Avol hayashos, mayach anamide in moyalimba. Then you tell me if there was no time, then there would be meal. My ayah the toni lifnei zrika lifnei kaidim shkiel achashkiel. Why doesn't it just use shkiel? Hachanami ktoni. That's how you have to read the Mishnah. When it says koidim zrika, lachar zrika, doesn't mean you actually spritz the blood. It means it was roy to be spritzed. Koidim l'shkia zachama, koidim shiro l'zrika, l'achar shiro l'zrika. So this is to Rashi. That the reason why heter zrika works is not just because the Kabbalah was okay. It's because it's oymid l'zrik. Since it's oymid l'zrik, so it's good. Here it's not oymid l'zrik because it's already shkia. If you're going to tell me that heter zrika on its own is a milestone, the fact that you will makabel the blood, so then who cares if there's time to spritz it or no time to spritz it? Kabbalah was good. So the Gemara in the Maskona is muchach. That the reason why heter zrika is good enough is because heter zrika means it's going to be spritzed. So therefore, if you had a kosher Kabbalah, but we know there's not going to be a zrika at the end, there's nothing in business. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying the Maskona is muchach, like Rashi, that the reason why the heter zrika works is because it's oymid l'zrika. And therefore, if I had a case where it wasn't going to be spritzed, it won't work. The Gemara then goes on and uses this yisoy till the end. The Gemara says, "Hachanamik toni koydim shiro l'zrika toshma, v'v shimonai me'yesh pigul shemo'alim boy, v'yesh pigul she'en mo'alim boy." There's a pigul with me'ila, there's a pigul without me'ila. Ketzad. Lifnei zrika, if the pigul happened before zrika, mo'alim. La'achar zrika, if the pigul happened after zrika, ein mo'alim. Tony Miyas, we learned, Lifnei Zrika, Moyalim Boy. I, who cares? If you hold Heter Zrika, who cares if there was Pigul that happened at that point? We don't need it. We don't need the Zrika. Lada, the Shos, the Mizrake. There was enough time to spritz the blood. The boy Zorek, Uktoni Moyalim Boy. Shmami no Heter Achilu Shaninu. You see, it has to actually become Mutter to eat. Why? The Loya, the Shos, the Mizrake. There was no time. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, my Arya the Tony la'achar zrika listni koydim shki la'achar shki sachama, like we said before. The Gemara says, ochanami koma koydim shiro l'zrika la'achar shiro l'zrika. When it says koydim zrika la'achar, basically the Gemara is making a rule. Anytime in Shas l'gabi hilchas me'ila, you find the terminology. Koidim zrika, achar zrika, it doesn't mean the actual spritzing took place. It means enough time to do it. Which this is all like Rashi. That heter zrika means, I'm going to spritz it. Because I'm going to spritz it, it's good enough. Shema, says the Gemara, Toshma, ha-pigul b'kotshim kalim mo'alim. Pigul by kotshim kalim, you can do me'ila. Says the Gemara, my love, the zorak, u'shma mino, heter achilo, shaninu. So we see you need heter achile. Loi, the loi zorak. We're talking about without zrika. Avol zorak ma yochanami de moyalim boy may ayu de toni b'kotchim kalim ein moyalim boy. Why does it say there's no meila by kotchim kalim? Because let's remember again, kotchim kalim after zrika get a din of meila. Kotchim kadoshim after zrika. Remember, kotchim kalim there's no meila till zrika. By Zrika, you go, becomes me on the things that go on the Mizbeach. Kotchik Kedoshim, the other way around. There's a din me'ilah on the whole Korban, before Zrika. After Zrika, it gets downgraded, that only the part that's on the Mizbeach, the part that the Kohanim eat, there's no din of me'ilah. So the Gemara now explains that in our Shiloh of whether you need Zrika or not, it really depends. Kotchik Kedoshim will have one din, Kotchim Kalam will have another din. The Gemara says like this. Shmami no heter achilu shaninu. The Gemara says, loy, the loy zorak. Avo zorak mai, if you spritzed it, what? Achanami dein moyalam boy? Mai aryeh de toni bekotchim kalam ein moyalam boy. Listeni, it should say, kan lifnei zrika, kan lachar zrika. The Gemara says, no. Ho asila shmina, this is the conclusion. Kol la suye li de mila. Anytime you want to bring a din of mila, for instance, kotchim kalam, where through the zrika you're bringing me'ila, then you need actually a zrika ketikna ma'isi lidei me'ila. You need a proper zrika. Kol afuke midi me'ila, by kotchik adoshim, where the zrika is coming out to take it out of me'ila, There are filu shaloi kitikna nami ma'isu v'deimil. So the conclusion of the Gemara is that there's a difference between what the Zrika is trying to needs to accomplish. If the Zrika needs to accomplish to bring the halacha of Meila, then you need an actual kosher Zrika to bring Meila. If the Zrika is coming to accomplish to remove the din of Meila, like our Mishnah, our first Mishnah of Kodesh Kedoshim, Sheshachtem Bedorim, our Mishnah. So our Mishnah, we're trying to accomplish that through the Zrika, the din of Meila goes off, there, even a Zrika Shaloike Tikna could remove the din of Meila. Which would basically mean that the Gemara seems to be breaking up whatever the lumdus here is. Heter Achila, Heter Zrika, Heter Shchita. There's none of you Lagabi Koshim Ka. So we have to get some clarity in what's going on here. So I want to be masber to you, going back to our Yisoy that we discussed last week, and through that we'll be able to get a much better understanding in this Indian here. Okay. Last week we were discussing when the din mi'ilah falls off after Zrika, or whenever it falls off, okay, when the din mi'ilah falls off, there are two different ways to learn. One way is the way is outlined in the Rambam that we saw, which is that the din mi'ilah falls off for practical reasons. Practical. The mi'ilah falls off because it becomes mutter to the kohenim. By definition, if the kohen is allowed to eat, by definition, that's not mi'ilah. And Mela, once the din Mela falls off on the Kohen, like the Rambam says, there's no such thing as a korban that has Mela for him and not Mela for him. So that's it, it's uniform. Once it falls off, it falls off. That's very practical. No question, that's very practical. Then there's another way to learn, the opposite extreme, Reb Chaim's approach, which is that really, Heter LaKohen really means different stages of Avoida, and once you reach a certain stage of Avoida, the din Mela falls off. Nothing to do with the fact that the kohen could eat it. Nothing to do with that. Has to do with the fact that now the avoid is completed, the carbon reached conclusion, and once it reaches the conclusionary state, there's no din of mila. In that way of looking at it, much more liberal in what we consider the conclusionary state. Because you could reach it, it's like the end of the year. I'm in the chinuch business. The end of the year, either you pass or you fail. But the year ends. The year is ended. Either you pass or you fail, the year still ended. Right? So it's the same thing. If all it means is the year ended, came to an end. Korban came to an end. If that's the case, then the levels of kosher psul are less sensitive. It could be something could become so possible that will say, you know what, it didn't even end. Which was of Gidlam Harav's concept with Pigel that we explained last week. Pigel makes that you weren't here at the end. It never came to conclusion. And it could be there'd be a type of psul that will say it did come to an end. But Heter Achil is very easy. Heter Achil is easy. Either it became Mutter Bachil or it didn't become Mutter Bachil. So those are the different ways to learn. Now, what I want to explain to you is that even in the Heter Achila mode, right, the way you have to approach the sugya on the get-go, is that the man domo says Heter Shchita. The man domo who holds of Heter Shchita holds that it has nothing to do with the kohen being able to eat it. We took that on for a double pasha. But nothing is pasha in this world. It definitely seems that should be pasha. It seems pasha that the man domo who holds that we go by Heter Shchita obviously holds you don't need. You only have. There's no way the kohen could eat it at that point. So obviously, he also has nothing to do with that. But I'm going to show you that that's bechlal not poshut. Not poshut. There's a fascinating Tosfos Yeshonim. Tosfos Yeshonim says as follows, not in our sugya. Tosfos Yeshonim reads as follows. This is Tosfos Yeshonim in Yevamos on the Flamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Tais Rishonim says as follows. Afilu leman de Omar, the heter shchita tanan, that we're talking about heter shchita, which like we said at the get-go, that seems to mean we don't care if the Kohen could eat it. We were going with the approach that het, like the way is mashma from Tosfos, that heter shchita just means once you do shchita, you can do avoda. That's all. It has nothing to do with eating. I'm going to prove to you that the Tosfos Rishonim is not learning like that. He says like this. Oimer Rav Rabbeinu Nisanel. This is the Bali Tosfos. Rabbeinu Nisanel says, the lahachman de omar, the shchita materes, hu kimoi she materes ba'achilo b'chulim. You hear what's going on here? He's making a chasana, the Tosfos Rishonim, is making a chasana between the man domo zeter shchita and the man domo zeter achilu. He's making a chasana. We looked at those two people as a chosid and a misnagid. We looked at this as two opposite opinions. Heter achilu holds has nothing to do with the coin eating, nothing to do with that. All it is he's making a shidduch. In our time, we see that happens. You know, Satmar Rebbe used to say, he said, you know, the time of the Baal Shem and the Goyen, you know, there was like a cherem. You know, the Goyen had this some kind of cherem that you can't marry a chosid. It's like a cherem. So the Satmar Rebbe said, today we see chsidish and mishpacha, litvish and mishpacha, everything goes. So Satmar Rebbe said in Gevaldik Gevot, he made a marshal. He says, it used to be there was a big gevir, very wealthy guy. The wealthy guy, he had two edims, and he was supporting both edims. They both were supported by him fully. But he had a problem. Two edims were opposites. One edim loved fleishiks, only meat. The other edim was a dairy guy, only wants milchiks. So he built into his house two dining rooms. The two edims never ate together. He says that one edim, corned beef and his steak and his ribs in that dining room, and the other guy had the exotic cheeses and in the other dining room. The two never met. They couldn't be together. He says, but then the world turned. And this gevir lost all his money. He called in his two edims. He says, Rabbi Isai, there's no more meat. There's no more cheese. It's bread and potatoes. That's what I have to offer. So the two edims looked at each other. They said, bread and potatoes? We could eat in one dining room. Satmar Rebbe said, it used to be you had the Baal Shem. Shulchan Aruch Rav. You had the Vilna Gaon, it's fleishiks and milchis. He says, Hein tzenemek kartoffel. Potatoes we could eat in one dining room. Satmar Rebbe always had a nice way of looking at it. But Lamaiseh, the bottom line is that over here, in this Bali Atesis, they're putting together the most furthest extreme. Putting together Heter Achille with Heter Shchit. Says the reason why Heter Shchit is enough is because it's materes ba'achilo b'chulin. Hear what's going on? It's materes ba'achilo b'chulin. It's mater ba'achilo b'chulin. That's why it's good enough. Comes up, but listen to this chiddush. Comes up in the sanal and he says, u'ba'oif b'kuli alma, says him, you need heter zrika. Because an oif you do malika to. Malika is not a matter by chulam. If you did malika to a bird outside, it's treif. So he says, malika is not something which ever permits achila. Therefore, so Rabbeinu Nisanel, it's a landmark, Rabbeinu Nisanel, it's a shame it's not here in Me'ila. It's mamash a landmark. He says, our whole sugi is only by the... But by an oif, everybody would agree that it wouldn't be enough to do malika. Because malika we don't find as a matter by achila. Since it's not a matter by chul. Now, if you're going to learn our sugi the way we did elementary level, the one who holds heter shchita, he holds the main thing is that now you could proceed. Avoid it. So malika does the same thing. Malika, now you can do avoid it. So malika should have the same green light that shchita has. So it's mukach from the Tosfos Rishonim. It's worthwhile for you guys to look it up. It's the Yevamos. Taf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph from the Tosfos Rishonim. It's mukach from that Tosfos Rishonim that it's not that way. that even the Ma'amar who holds Heter Achila, Heter Shechita, he really is on the same page. We have to know how it works, but he's really on the same page as this Mandama. So really, the way we're coming out seems to be that they both hold Heter Achila. It's just that for some reason, this Mandama holds Heter Shechita. And so really, when we read the Mishnah, Kol Shehoya Shas Heter LaKoyanim, if we're reading it according to the Tosfos Shishanim, Heter means that the Kohen can eat it. Or there's some kind of Heter Achila for the Kohen. Whatever that means, you don't know, we have to qualify what that means. But whatever that means, it even applies to Shechita. So I want to explain to you what I think the Pshat here is. And then I think all the Shitas will come clear. Here, there's many Shitas here in the Sugya, but some of them we mentioned, some of them are in Tosfos. So tell you like this. In Chodesh, in the Halachas of Chodesh, which is a Kufa now that we just had after Pesach, the matter of Chodesh, we find the Machlekes Rishonim, if the Din Chodesh is Noyeg outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Machlekes Tanoim, it's a Machlekes HaPaskin. Okay? Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that Chodesh is Noyeg everywhere. That's why there are a lot of people that are Makbid on Chodesh. For many years, there was no kpeida on Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz, for various reasons. Some of them were practical. They felt that the grain is stored, and all the grain on the market is generally yoshim. But then there's been a man who actually was an old neighbor of mine down the hill in Muncie, Mr. Herman. He made this into his project, and he did a tremendous amount of research. And he showed how there are many products that are Chodesh. And he was actually the one who was Mechadesh Chodesh. He really was. He brought Chodesh back to, there are people that are Machper on Chodesh, is a lot because of his, to his credit. If you feel it's a credit, it's to his credit. Lamaisa, the concept of Chodesh b'chutz la'aretz is totally really in a Machlokes Tanoim. The question is, what is the Machlokes based on? So we have a Mishnah in Kiddushin that brings down a Machlokes. If Chodesh is Noyeg everywhere, or Chodesh is only Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. And over there, the Tanakhama, the Stam Mishnah, says that it's not Noyeg in Chutz La'aretz. Rebbe Elazar Omer Av HaChodesh. Rebbe Elazar comes as Av HaChodesh. There's a Stam Mishnah in Orwa that states that Chodesh is Noyeg everywhere. So because of that Stam Mishnah, that's why many of the Rishonim Paskin, that Chodesh is Noyeg everywhere. Because there's a Stam Mishnah in Orwa. So the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin, in Kuntras Achran, he says, I don't understand. He says, you have a Mishnah in Orla. Then you have a Mishnah in Kedushin that brings down a Machlekes. We know the rule is, Stam, V'achakach Machlekes, Ein Alocha Kestam. If it would be the other way around, in Orla there would be a Machlekes, in Kedushin would be a Stam Mishnah. Granted. But it's the other way around. Pnei Yeshua's question could be magnified 20 times more by the fact that in Menachos, it says that you can only bring the Omer from Eretz Yisrael, the Korban Omer. The Gemara says in Menachos that the reason why the Omer can only come from Eretz Yisrael is because Chodesh is only Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. Which means, according to the opinion of all, Chodesh is Noyeg everywhere, so the Omer could come from anywhere. So now we have a Stam Mishnah in Menachos, which states that you can only bring Omer from Eretz Yisrael, in other words, telling me that Chodesh is only Noyeg in Eretz Yisrael. So what I actually have is a Stam, V'achkach Machlokes, V'achkach Stam in the Heter direction. And yet, many of the Rishonim pass that Chodesh is Noyeg everywhere. So this is the problem. So there was a fascinating Yesoid brought down in Migdash David, to try to give an explanation to this. And he says as follows. He says, Yesh lachkor begeder isu chodesh. He says, you can analyze the isu chodesh. Is chodesh because there's an inherent isur on the grain. New grain that grows is also. And therefore, hacheftza asura, the grain is also. Korban ha'omer comes on Pesach, and takes off the issue, removes the issue. That's one way to look at it. He said, but there's another way to learn. Really, the grain is permitted. It happens to be the reason why you can't eat the new grain is because you didn't bring the carbon oimer. So it's not that the grain has an inherent iser and the oimer comes and removes the iser. No. There's a mitzvah of the carbon oimer. Now, until you do the mitzvah, you can't eat the new grain. Obviously, the Gemara in Menachos that ties the two together, that says that if you can only bring the Omer in Eretz Yisrael, it means the Issa Chodesh can only be in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, it doesn't hold as an Issa Cheftz on the Omer. Because if you hold as an Issa Cheftz on the Omer, what's the difference? What's the difference where the Omer comes from? Doesn't make a difference. Wherever the Omer comes from, it comes from. Doesn't make a difference. The Issa is everywhere, and this is a Matir. The Matir is only in Eretz Yisrael. If you, however, learn that the whole Issa of eating the new grain is because you didn't yet do the mitzvah of the Omer, then it makes sense that if the mitzvah Omer is only in Eretz Yisrael, then the Issa Chodesh can only be in Eretz Yisrael. It's simple. It's a simple, simple concept. Now, the Yerushalmi says in Chaleh, Perek Beis, that when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, when Klai Yisrael came in, they weren't allowed to eat from the new grain, even though it grew by Goyim. So the Vilna Gaon asks, what do you mean it's Godol B'Ptur? The Vilna Gaon asks, the grain grew when it was before Klai Yisrael came in. So Mikdash David really explains this very simple. He says, Eina Chanami, the grain didn't have an Isser Cheftza on it, but since there was a mitzvah to bring a carbon ha'omer, they couldn't eat the new grain. It's true, inherently the grain had no iser. So the Mikdash David comes out for two isurim. There's one inherent iser on the grain. And then there's another thing that you can't eat before you bring the omer. That's how we make shalom in all of this. This is a long sugi, I'm not going to go into all the deep, but that's the long and short of it that I'm trying to bring out to you, is that you could have something that's usur inherently, and you could have something that's only usher because it's awaiting something, but inherently the thing is permitted. This is exactly the way I would explain heter shchita, according to this opinion that we just read. Heter shchita means, in our sugya, of course the focus is it has to become mutter for the kohen, no question. But the question is, before you do zrika, Kabbalah, Zrika, whatever you got to do, how do we look at the meat? Do we look at the meat inherently it's usher for the kohen to eat? Or do we look at it, no, one second. Inherently, it's already mutter. It happens to be that you shouldn't eat it before you do Zrika. That's a separate thing. That's a Seder. It's a Seder, how you do it. First you have a Kabbalah, then you eat the meat. The Mandamul says, Heter Shchita holds that at that moment the meat becomes mutter to the Kohanim. Inherently, the meat is already mutter for the Kohanim. And therefore there's no me'ilah. I, the Kohen, can't eat it. And a chanami, he has to make a bracha also. If he eats it before he makes a bracha, we'll give him a patch too. And if it's Yom Kippur, he'll get kavas feeding it on Yom Kippur. And a chanami, there could be patch coming from all sides. But inherently, al tzulchus kodshim, as soon as you shechted the meat, it became mutter for the kohen to eat. That's why he says there's no meila. Not because shechita is matter the avoider. Because shechita removed the inherent issur that's on the meat. Just like it removes it by chulin, it removes it by kotcha. Comes Reb Nisanel and he says a gevalde gevor to goyness. He says that works where the maisa shechita was done in a way that permits the meat. But if the only way I made, the only thing I did to this animal was malika, so my only heter to eat it is because it's part of the avoida process, so then until the avoida reaches that stage, it's awesome. It's like a trefa. That's why he says, by a bird, even the mandomo who says heter shchita would agree you have to wait till the end. That's the different views. Those are the different views in our sugya. The machlekes in our sugi is They all agree that the Kohen is not allowed to eat the meat until after Zrika. No machlekes. No machlekes. They both agree to that. Machlekes is, but why? Do we look at it because inherently the meat is still awesome? And therefore, if the Kohen eats it, he's moil behekdish. And if the Kohen is moil behekdish, the Yisrael is moil behekdish, everybody's moil behekdish? Well, no. The Shechita really on its own removes the Isser completely. And now, the only word is, there's a mitzvah, it's kotshin. There's a Seder Avodah. Just like, like I say, just like you can't eat the meat without a bracha. You can't eat the meat before you finish doing the Avodah. But if you eat it before then, you're over that you were mishane from the Seder of the Chachamim, the Seder of the Torah. You weren't over me'ilah. The Shechita really was matarit. That makes it very glat. The man d'amu says Zrika, Heter Zrika, holds that the Shechita by Kotchen has not completed its process until there was a Kabbalah. You can't break it up. Exactly, it's like Malika. Until there's a Kabbalah, the Shechita is called incomplete by Kotchen. And therefore, he says, but once that happens, that's it. So when it's not that we have to come on to Gezeirik like you already spritzed it. But the Shechita has already done all it has to do for the blood. And that's why even the Chachamim, who normally don't hold of Kol HaEmed, would agree over here. Because over here we don't need it to reach that level. All we need is that the Shechita has done all it's got to do for that to happen. And the Shechita did. If you do a Shechita at a time where it can't create the Zrika, then the Shechita is incomplete. The Shechita has not done what it has to do. If the Shechita has not done what it has to do, then it never becomes Mutar L'Kohanim. And that's the maskon of the sugi. So now all three shitas are clear, I think, right? You won't be over Mila. You'll be over the issue of eating basa kachin before. And This answers another kasha, which I wanted to discuss, is that the Gemara in Pesachim, Tafayin Zion, the Gemara brings a whole pasuk how you learn that you can't eat meat before Zrika. You can't eat the meat of Kotchen before Zrika. And Parakates it soiled. Right? So everybody asks, what do you mean? There's no, the Mila. Teretz says, no. The word is that as soon as you do Shechita, the Gemara is going over there, as soon as you do Shechita, the Mila goes away. It's a separate din in Hilchos Kotchen that you shouldn't eat it before you do Zrika. Kapora has to come before the Achila. But that's a separate halacha. That's not inherent in the Heftza of the meat. No, you still ate this piece Kazayas before you did the you were over, but you weren't over Me'ila. Okay, we'll stop it.